Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Devin Nunes. Devin is the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group, True Social, and I am very happy to have Devin back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Devin, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to be on the X22 podcast. You're the best, and we're so happy that you're on True Social and that you are one of those guys that was canceled, and we are just happy. You're like the poster child for people who get canceled and get revived by places like True Social.
Thank you very much for coming back on. And just recently, True Social, the company merged with DWAC, they went public. And right now, you just put out a press release saying that you have a new feature, streaming video. Can you just explain to everyone, number one, how is True Social doing? Number two, the new features that you're going to implement?
Well, as you know, our goal here is to build out the whole ecosystem without using any of the big tech companies. And ironically, we're also really reliant on retail investors. So the people that are investing with us are people who believe in the cause, people who want to invest in their voice and invest in their future and to protect their rights as U.S. citizens. Because we're the only company, the only game in town that is essentially doing all this without big tech. As you're familiar with, this is running on Rumble. Mm-hmm. Rumble is one of our key partners. But together, we really have built out a whole ecosystem where no one has to rely on big tech, whether you're a small content creator or a large content creator. So the beachhead is really True Social. That's social media platform. We continue to not only be like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, but we've also added groups. So if you're familiar with Facebook groups or Reddit that just went public for crazy amount of money, we have all those features all built into one platform. That's the beachhead. They've tried to take us down. They tried to stop us from going public. They tried to starve us of the capital markets, and that didn't happen. And so we have over $200 million in the bank. We have a very dedicated user base. And what we announced this week is that we are now getting, we're building a streaming capability. So we've actually been, we've tested it, we've built it, we put it into True Social. So think of if you're a cord cutter and you know, you're a news outlet or a religious outlet, you know, that can't get on a Comcast or a DirecTV or one of those, we're going to be a home for those folks. So, and the True Social app itself, which is phase one that we've been testing, that'll be for the top types of channels that, you know, maybe a dozen channels or so that you can actually watch TV, just like if you're watching TV at your house, but you can watch it on True Social. So you can say, sit there and watch Real America's Voice live, and then you can scroll through True Social. We've been testing that. And then next we're going to have an app for your phone or tablet that'll be a full functioning app. If you think of, say, a FUBU, Sling, that type of technology. So we've been testing that. And then finally, phase three of our streaming will be to have that at home for people. So those are the three phases. We've been testing this now for 6 months. It's quite far along. And now it's just really about scaling it. And then we'll be there to, if you don't like Netflix or Disney Plus, or if you want to cut the cord, if you're tired of all the woke stuff, or if you're a show that's essentially been canceled. So we're going to focus on news. We're going to focus on religious channels. We're going to focus on family-friendly content and films and documentaries that have been canceled. So that's the big, you know, for us, it's really putting us in the, you know, in what is a, we think we're going to be, well, we know we're going to be more efficient with better technology than these big kind of dinosaur companies that won't, you know, that are refusing to air content that I think the American people want. So we'll be that home for family-friendly content and news that you can't get anywhere else. And it's exciting because, you know, the technology that we've been working with and building and testing, it's amazing.
Are you also looking for, I guess, companies that are creating films that can't produce their films, let's say, on Netflix, where they don't want to produce it on Netflix? Are you accepting those type of people?
Yeah, exactly. Like we're not going to get in the production business. We're not opening up a studio right anytime soon. But let's say that somebody has produced a film, and this happens a lot in for religious films. Mm. Unless they hit the big time, they have a tough time finding a home. And I'd say one of the best examples of that was the series called The Chosen, which couldn't hardly find a home. They had to run it on the internet. Became so popular. Now all the woke companies want it. Now you can find Chosen anywhere pretty much. And it's because people want to watch that show. But there's so much of that content out there that doesn't go along with the woke ideology that can't get a home. And so we strive to be that home for that type of content. And you know, and the channels that put out good content, but maybe they're effectively shadow banned, meaning you can't really find them.
Right.
So if you, the EWTN, the Catholic channel, for example, you know, if you try to find them on your cable provider or what have you, I mean, they're like channel 4,000 or something, right? So, you know, this is where we're really going to showcase family friendly content, news for people that are doing great work, that you'll be able to find. Not only will you be able to get it instantly on True Social, but you'll be able to, it'll be technology that I believe is even far superior to most of the tech that's out there.
So what are the other future features coming? You have streaming now that you just introduced. Can you say what you're working on now for what's coming up?
So it's really the whole ecosystem that we're looking at. We want to make sure that we protect and keep the internet open. So anything that can be canceled ultimately will be canceled by the hard left and the woke companies in this country. And that's the ecosystem that we're looking to build. So anything that fits within that ecosystem is something that we're interested in. But clearly right now, I mean, we've got True Social. It's the best of Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, all into one. Now we're providing streaming. So pretty much from a small creator all the way to the largest creators that actually have TV stations, channels, will have that and that capability. From there, we have to continue to look at that, at other types of pieces that fit into that ecosystem. It likely, I would say, it'll probably be things that we acquire, maybe not build, because, you know, we've been building True Social and now we're building the streaming. You know, it's, you know, that's kind of our core focus. But if the right deal comes along, we're gonna look at acquiring that deal.
In the beginning, you said that the deep state or the establishment has been trying to stop you from merging, and you finally got the companies merged. Are you preparing against the deep state for censoring, for maybe trying to shut down the platform? Because we know that their main goal is to shut people up. I mean, that's really what they want to do. So are you preparing? Because as we get closer and closer to the elections, I don't think they're just going to allow everyone just to tell the truth on truth, because, you know, that would counter everything that they're trying to do. So are you preparing for something big that's headed your way?
Well, that's the beauty of what we've built. So remember when we set out to build this, they laughed at us. They said, oh, it can never be done. You know, everybody has to use AWS. Everybody, you know, anybody who's serious has to use Microsoft or Oracle or, you know, all the big companies. And, you know, we set out from the very beginning when I left Congress and I said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to prove it can't be done, that it can be done. Despite all the naysayers, you know, after kind of the big, if you take the big platforms that have been out there for decades, right, over more than, I think all of them have been out there for more than 10 years, whether it's Reddit or Twitter or Facebook or what have you. I mean, probably most of them have been at least 15 years or more. Look, in 2 years, we're the next big game in town. I mean, there's, you know, when we're not, I'm not arguing that we're as big as them, but, you know, we're big, right? We've got millions of users. We grow every day. And that was, you know, what we set out to build, we did without the use of big tech. Look, I always want to give credit to Rumble, which many of you are watching this on right now. If you're watching it live, that's, you know, they're a critical partner of ours. But outside of that, and Rumble has the same mission that we do, right? I mean, they're for smaller content creators. They have cloud and they have an advertising center. And Dave, you may remember we talked about this when Rumble got started. They were able to get access to the capital markets. They were able to build the cloud, build this ad center. But we beta tested it for them. We were their first. We were the first one on the Rumble cloud. Hmm. We were the first one that used the Rumble advertising center, which is now growing, by the way. The Rumble advertising center. You know, we're not their only customer anymore. So they're providing ads for Rumble and ads for True Social. And they're also providing ads for many other publishers who are coming in there now that don't want to have to use the traditional Google ad service that, by the way, I think controls, you know, 90%+ of the market. So all of this has been built or tested by True Social. And that's why this streaming capability is really next level for us. It's really going to be the difference maker, because, you know, you say, yeah, do people want to shut us down? Sure. They attack us every day. You know, whether it's, you know, getting attacked by, you know, DDoS attacks globally, they try to shut us down. But, you know, look, knock on wood, because tech is always difficult. But we've been up more than all the other companies. You know, we've hardly been down at all, other than for some maintenance issues over the last year. If you look at the other big companies that are out there, they've been down for hours at a time, or partially down globally. So, you know, I think it shows that we've built some you know, pretty reinforced systems that can withstand any attacks. Obviously, the second attack was the attempt to starve us of the capital market. So, you know, it's impossible for us to just use private capital to try to compete with all these big behemoths that have unlimited cash from all the institutional investment firms that throw money at them, that just keep them, you know, continually just keep them flush with cash, whether or not they've made money or not. So, you know, we have done this without any institutional investors. We've done it with an amazing block of retail investors, and that those retail investors continue to grow. You know, we don't. It takes weeks to kind of get all the information, but kind of early indications are that we added like 200,000 retail investors, and so this is really a fight. When you look at it, you know, we're not trying to go out and you know, it's not that we don't want the institutional investors to own our stock. But look, we're supported by retail investors. We're supported by patriots who believe in the cause, and they want to own part of that cause. And, you know, I always tell people Donald Trump didn't need a new company. I didn't need a new job, but we all needed a voice and we all need our freedom. And this is the only company that's doing it. And so even though they attempted to block us from our IPO, we were successful. We got it done. We didn't have any institutional investors that I know of that bought any of the stock. We've got a lot of haters out there who, you know, 95% of the news stories, if you go out and you use a search engine and look, you know, it's True Social's gone. True Social's gone. Now, the funny part about that is they've been repeating the same story for the last 2 years.
True.
You know, True Social will never make it. True Social can't do it. True Social doesn't have, you know, no way they can't use these big companies. Well, we did it. Even though we were blocked by the SEC for a long time, we got access to the capital markets. We have hundreds of thousands of shareholders who believe in us and believe in the cause. And so I'm very bullish on what we're building here, because at the end of the day, people want to be free. There's a lot of patriots in this country. And, you know, look, I would just encourage, you know, everybody to, you know, look at as part of your, you know, part of the future for your family, the future of this country is what True Social is really all about. And just know that we, you know, we really rely on people going out and investing in our company, making sure that, you know, one of the things that I know a lot of the people, we get this feedback from people on True Social, because there's different groups on True Social now that are, you know, just solely focused on, on our platform. They're always putting up good information. And, you know, the cost to borrow to short our stock set like virtually all-time records. I think it like hit 700%. You're an old, I think you're kind of an old Wall Street guy, yeah. Dave. I mean, that's just unheard of. So that shows you just the hatred, the vitriol, people trying to take this company down. And that's why the more retail investors that come in, the stronger that we are, and the faster that we can move and grow. So I know that that's kind of a long answer to your question, but it really is something that's never been done before, where you have a company that is really there for one purpose, and that is protect your constitutional rights to free speech. That's the only reason why we exist. You know, if it wasn't for all these companies kicking Donald Trump completely off all the platforms, kicking people like you off of all the platforms. And there's so many others like you. I mean, Dave, you're big. I mean, X22 podcast is massive. You have a huge following. But think of all the, there's a bunch of smaller ones out there that, you know, that can't get a home on, you know, in a lot of places, but they're finding a home at True Social. They're putting their videos up to Rumble. And all these people have a voice today. I know it's been a long charge, right? Up this hill. It's, and I know it's frustrating, but if you think about it, where were we? You know, sometimes we don't stop and look back at where we were. If you go back 5, 6, 7 years ago, right? I was, and just let's take my case. I was being shadow banned on during the whole Russia hoax fiasco. I was being shadow banned by these big tech companies, right? I was one of the first companies to actually catch them actually shadow banning me. So what did I do? I went out and joined Parler, which was an upstart that ultimately we never wanted to go the direction of Parler, because what happened to Parler? Parler got destroyed by these big tech companies. They were utilizing, like, I don't know, some 30 companies, US companies, all the major tech companies that you can think of. And overnight, they blocked them. They killed them. Why did they do that? Because when they booted Donald Trump, and millions of Americans, by the way, got booted off of all the platforms, Parler was sitting there, and Parler was growing. I was the first member of Congress to be on Parler. I had amazing interaction there, and I was virtually the only political figure that was on there. It was like me, Dan Bongino. I don't remember if you were on there at the time, but it was a vibrant platform. And what did they do when they booted Donald Trump off everything? They had to assume that Donald Trump was going to go to Parler because it was the only thing standing. And what happened? These companies destroyed Parler.
Yep,
it was gone. Poof, overnight. So kind of back to the point I was saying, where we were, nothing existed. I mean, there was a few news, conservative news sites. There were a few podcasts that were out there. There was talk radio with like Rush Limbaugh and Hannity, Levin. Those were the big ones. There were some local local talk radio. Now, just in a short amount of time, the landscape's been completely blown apart. And now there's probably, you know, 200 or 300 considerable, sizable, center-right, libertarian, maybe even some center-left that would have been banned 5 years ago. X22 wouldn't survive. No. They would have booted you off everything. You'd be done. Along with probably 200 or 300 others that are out there producing amazing content and getting information, actionable information out to the population. And so every day that's out there, more and more people join this ecosystem. The ecosystem's getting bigger, and no pun intended, but the truth is getting out there. And people have an ability to express themselves. So, you know, I left Congress because of that censorship in order to build this company so that this never happens to anyone again, whether it's Donald Trump or you or me or all the people that are on Truth Social and all the people that are watching X22 right now. That's why it is absolutely critical that we continue to grow this retail shareholder base in order to keep the internet open and allow us to go out and fulfill our mission, which is to keep this internet wide open and to protect free speech. You know, look, we're in a good position right now. Despite all the craziness that's out there, we've got, you know, over $200 million that's in the bank. Our burn rate is very, very low. We operate Truth Social very efficiently. And in fact, I think probably our biggest costs, ironically, are just fighting all the fights we had to go through to get this company public. There were so much costs that were associated with it. It's just unimaginable. It should have never cost this much, but it's a price that we had to pay in order to get access to the capital market. Because the deep state wouldn't allow us to get through. The SEC did not do what they're chartered to do with this. If they found problem, and I always said, look, if you have any problems with the SPAC, you know, we weren't part of we were a private company. We were just looking for a financing mechanism. If you have problems with SPAC, take it up with the SPAC, but you don't kill the shareholders or try to starve our company of capital. And that's what they tried to do. And, you know, it costs an extra, I don't know, $50, $60 million to get just for us. It's like a fee we had to pay to get access to the capital markets that I guarantee you, if you're a woke company starting out in Silicon Valley, you pay a fraction of that to get through, and you get through almost immediately. Well, I get it. It's the fight we're in, and we got through it. We busted through it. Now what the hell are they going to do? We got hundreds of thousands of retail shareholders. We're going to continue to grow that base. We have $200 million in the bank. We have Truth Social that's impenetrable. That is showing, you know, to be able to stand the test of time. And now we have a streaming platform that's kick ass. And, you know, look, they all hate it. I mean, think about all they're all intertwined, because every one of the fake news, you're either owned by a billionaire, or you're a big corporation, which is, you know, owned by institutions. They're all basically losing money. They're all going out of business. And, you know, here we come in. And they won't give a home for so many people that are out there that don't have a home. We're giving them a home, so they're going to do everything they can to tear us down. And I enjoy the fight, and we look forward to kicking their ass.
I mean, for all those people that are on social media platforms, I think the people's voice would have been muted if there wasn't Rumble, if there wasn't Truth, if there wasn't these platforms, because where would everyone go? Right. There would be no place to go. And the deep state players, they would control the narrative. Now with this, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. They're having a very, very difficult time maintaining the narrative because with Truth and Rumble and everything else, they're debunked like in a matter of minutes when they try to do something. And look, right. Biden's having a tough time. Every time he puts out, you know, a lie or he says something, it's countered in a matter of minutes. It doesn't even take days, weeks, months, years anymore. It's in a matter of minutes. So I think this is very important. And I think this is what the deep state was so afraid of. They were afraid that you were going to succeed and you succeeded because I think, like you said, that they were trying to charge you a fee and they were hoping that you didn't come up with the fee. And this way you would just fold and you would just be a tiny little company and maybe just go out of business. But I guess that all failed. And people could see the corruption too, because when you're trying to, you know, go public and merge and do all the right things, they're still trying to stop you every step of the way. It's absolutely unbelievable. I just wanted to switch gears a little bit because you mentioned the whole Russia thing and how you were being censored. And we know that they use the FISAs to actually spy on Trump. Trump mentions it many, many times. And now we have the FISA. It was renewed and they tried to stop it, but it looks like it didn't work. But now it looks like the FISA is even worse than it was before. What's your take on this?
Look, it's very frustrating because I know all the players on all sides of this argument. And I try, you know, look, I got a company to run and a lot of my former colleagues, you know, called me. I even went to Washington and met with a lot of them. Look, there was an easy solution, but it's one that the deep state fights. And so, you know, let's take both sides of the argument that's out there. One side of the argument is that, hey, we got a lot of bad guys that are trying to kill us and we got to make sure that we use, all the capabilities that we have to try to track down terrorists and bad guys, et cetera, so that we can make sure that we can keep America safe. Now that's the bigger issue now more than ever because they've let millions of people over the border. They've dumped all their criminals out and they're coming across the border. I actually broke it on my podcast, you know, about a year ago. I had a guy on named Michael Yon who was down in Central America. I just read some of his work. I invited him on the show and he says, look, there's thousands of Chinese down here that are headed to the border. This was months before that ever happened. I said, are you sure? Like, let me show it. He brought up and showed pictures on my podcast. Like we broke that on my podcast that was on True Social and Rumble. We broke that news it was already broke by Michael Yon and others that were down there, but you know, we really put it out there. And then 3-4 months later, the news finally caught up to it. Oh, there's 1,000 Chinese age military men that came across the border. So look, so side one of this is that we have to be able to track the bad guys, But at the same time, you have to protect your liberty and freedom. So on the other side of the equation is we had a lot of my friends who were saying, well, you know, we're fine with FISA moving forward, but you have to use a warrant. And what I told, you know, these guys is I said, you guys are both wrong. Because, and let me tell you why. You want to talk Russia hoax, Dave, you know this better than anybody, that they got a warrant on Carter Page. So what the hell good is a warrant going to do? And I told this to all the guys, they fought over a warrant. You guys are fighting over nothing. Like you have to fight over something that actually matters, that will have a real impact and effect in how do you make sure that FISA is not abused so that we can protect this country. So both sides were, you know, were wrong. And look, what I had proposed, I lose track of time, but 6-7 years ago when I was chairman of the Intelligence Committee, I argued lost ultimately, but it was close. It was a close fight. We almost had it in, but at that time, you know, I think if President Trump wouldn't have been embroiled in the Russia hoax and the Mueller hoax and all the bullshit that was occurring at the time, we would have got this done. But the key is the most important thing is this. If you're going to allow for spying to occur in this country, and you know, even though it's supposed to be overseas, there's only one way that you can protect everybody that's involved and hold everyone accountable. Because at the end of the day, everybody knows this, but and I don't want to, like, I'm not talking down anybody. Everybody knows the three branches of government, but the judicial branch is there. They can't be gotten rid of. They're there for life. Once they get through, they're there for life, right? So what accountability do they have? Zero.
Zero.
No accountability, right? Then you have the executive branch, which is, you know, yes, controlled by, you know, controlled by the president of the United States. But as we found out under President Trump, the reality is that the radical left controls most of the institutions in this country, and they're rotting from the core, whether that's the Department of Justice, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. You know all the alphabet agencies. So they're really held accountable by no one other than Congress. But if Congress is, you know, in a split situation like they are now, Republicans barely have the majority in the House. They don't have the majority in the Senate. It's tough to enforce subpoenas. So it makes it almost impossible for Congress to get access to figure out what the hell's going wrong if it goes wrong. And I, you know, I fought through that for many, many years. So the only solution is that you actually hold Congress accountable. But in order, if you're going to hold them accountable, you have to give them real powers. And so, you know, my proposal was pretty simple. You just allowed Congress to put its own team of lawyers that are accountable. In this case, they would have been accountable to me, the leadership, the Republican Party, and the Republican Party in the House. You do the same thing in the Senate. And you let, you know, so it's kind of a gang of eight type of function that's already working. And, you know, that's a process that's worked pretty well over the, you know, since, you know, late 70s. So why not just implement that at the FISA court, where Congress actually has a role, where we're held accountable? So if a Carter Page situation comes up, the Russia hoax comes up, if Congress would have been in there inspecting all of that, so Congress should get to see, not the whole Congress, but people that are designated by the Congress that are trusted, that hold security clearances, it would be easy for them to actually monitor and ultimately be held accountable. So let's say the Russia hoax happened. Well, you know, we would have been held responsible because we would have been the ones, and I say we when I was in Congress, you understand what I'm saying, but that's the only solution in my mind as somebody who, you know, who worked in that world for 20 years. If you're going to spy and you try to do it without all three branches of government, then your civil liberties are going to be trampled over at some point with bad actors. So to me, it was a pretty simple solution. And it's why the deep state and everybody fought it. I tried to get, you know, it sounds very sensible. Why would you oppose it so much? Why would you not want some, you know, some lawyers, people that know what they're doing, that are protecting people's civil liberties at the bench with the judge and the FBI and DOJ? What the hell's the problem with that? Unless you're trying to hide something. And the fact that they killed that back six, seven years ago, I think tells you all you need to know. And then I think there was a lost opportunity this time. I think they attempted to do this, and I think the guys who were fighting over the warrant issue was a fool's errand. It sounds nice, but there's too many examples, Dave, where they had a warrant.
Right. I mean, they
didn't work.
Yeah. For those.
So why would you go fight for that for something you know doesn't work?
I mean, for those.
I just didn't understand that logic. And I, you know, look, I shared it with people who I could share it with, but so both sides were wrong. I think the only solution, like I said, is to have full transparency that holds people accountable. And that's the problem. You couldn't really hold me accountable because I had, you know, I had legislative power, but I had to get a bill passed, approved by the Senate, signed by the president.
Yeah.
And that takes a long time. Everybody was frustrated. Like, you know, why couldn't we do more during the Russia hoax? Well, didn't have the power. So I think if we have full transparency, then something goes wrong, it's easy to hold us accountable because members of Congress are on the ballot every 2 years.
Yeah. And for those people that don't understand, to get the warrant, they kind of left out a lot of information, or they lied to the judges, and the judges didn't see everything. And that's how they got the warrant, because we have a corrupt FBI. I mean, even I think Peter, who just admitted that they actually did this, they called it a mistake. Oh, yeah, we got the warrants. It was a mistake.
It wasn't a mistake.
McCabe, I mean, think it was McCabe. Thing, right?
If somebody would have come in there and said, you know, let's say that Congress had representatives there that were mm-hmm. you know, involved in the process. And somebody came in there and said, yeah, we think that Putin is working with Donald Trump and his campaign. We're going to go ahead and spy on him. Well, that would never happened. It would have never happened if we were there. The FBI wouldn't even have tried it. They wouldn't even attempted to do it. And that's how you stop. That's how you stop the abuse.
Do you think they're still spying on Trump right now? Because we know, like, Biden, I mean, look what he's doing with the election interference, with all these trials and stuff. Do you think he's still spying on what he does?
I mean, look, it's hard to say. I mean, look, I don't know. I just, you know, you can't put anything past him. I mean, look, they're willing to completely corrupt the entire justice system. So you can't put anything past him that they wouldn't be trying to do it. I mean, look, nowadays I guess Donald Trump's not on, you know, outside of True Social, he's not on any social media, but hell, everybody can, if you're on these other social media platforms, you know, and everybody, you know, you've got the TikTok problem, which is the CCP issue. But you know, all these apps that you have on your phone, they're tracking your every move.
Yeah.
And they can do it, and they do it legally. So, look, I don't know. I'm sure they're, you know, every minute of every day, they're looking into anything and everything that President Trump or his team does or True Social does. And they're constantly putting fake news stories out there. And we know that. How do they do it? They put a fake news story out there and then they say, oh, my God, look at all this news. This month we have to investigate this, and then they go to the courts, and then they investigate. So it's like a circular self-propelling prophecy, right? Where you make up something fake, you have the fake news print it, then you take the fake news to the authorities, and the authorities say, "Oh, we have to investigate." But look, I don't know. To answer your question, Dave, I don't know, but you know, you got to be on the lookout for it. Yeah. That's for sure, because These guys are totally corrupt.
So
they're destroying this country.
When you were looking at Russia, who pushed this? Was this all Obama?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was the Clinton campaign that originally did the dirty trick for an October surprise. That's what they were really trying to do. It was like the last little effort to blow up Donald Trump in October of 16. They started rolling out the narrative. Lee Smith, he chronicled it. He probably did the best job in his book that he wrote. He chronicled like the first time that the Clinton people and the DNC started pushing the narrative, which was July. They clearly were working with the FBI, because the FBI was started way before that. And that's where Durham went totally, you know, off track, or I don't know if they wouldn't let him look at it, but all this stuff started, you know, towards the beginning of 2016, and it culminated with the Clinton campaign starting to talk about it in July. It didn't get any traction. because it was stupid. Mm-hmm. So the American people didn't buy it. Trump won. And then at that point, it was, you know, Obama knew about it the whole time. But then it was Obama who then put in motion the fake, you know, assessment that was done between in record time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that ultimately it cripples Trump as he comes into office, because you got this report out there, and, you know, they wouldn't disclose it to the American people. Because why? Because it had they were using the dossier, which is what the Steele dossier that Clinton and the DNC paid for. We had to uncover all of that. And then if you look at the Biden administration, I mean, the power players, other than Biden's tight circle that's around Biden himself that are propping him up, the rest of the people are all Obama people at the highest levels. So they're, you know, Obama plays a heavy hand in all of this. I mean, that's why a lot of people joke, and you know, they joke and call it, you know, what are the O'Biden.
Yes. I don't think it's a joke anymore.
It's real, but
yeah, it started out as a conspiracy.
Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.
Then it turned into a joke, and now everyone knows it's true.
Right. So, right. Yeah. So, and look, all the top people are there. I mean, the Department of Justice, it's all the same people that Obama came up under Obama. They're all in charge over at the Department of Justice.
So do you think, like, the open borders and the crash, I mean, the way the economy is today, you think this is all being driven by Obama? He's continuing his plan?
Yeah. And I say, you know, his plan, you know, he's surrounded by hardcore leftists. I mean, we've always known that. He was a, you know, he was a trained community organizer, which is another word for a trained Marxist. So, you know, I'm not so sure, you know, how involved he is in the day-to-day operation, but for sure the people around him are promoting these policies, right? Whether it's, you know, Soros funding these radical DAs that have come in and destroyed many of our big cities in this country, whether it's the open border policy, these are all people that are close to Obama. You've got all the Obama people at the top levels who are allowing this to happen. whether it's the border or whether it's the all of the woke stuff, all the censorship, all the attack, all the crazy green energy stuff that I know you're so familiar with. Mm-hmm. These are all things that are Marxist ideas, all designed to do what? Keep and hold power for the left. That's what these are. They don't believe in any of this stuff. None of it works.
Right.
It's all about building goofy coalitions of things that normal people that have to work for a living don't care about. But they build coalitions of you're oppressed. You're an oppressed people. You're an oppressed people. These people are doing bad things. And then they're training it in the schools, the universities. And, you know, next thing you know, you've got, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge being blocked. You've got, you know, Jewish Americans being attacked, anti-Semitism on the rise. You've got, you know, insurrections occurring mm-hmm. in the Capitol that nobody calls insurrections, even though they, right. you know, they've shut down the Capitol a few times here in the last few months. Look, I think all within within a few hours the other day, you had, I don't know, three or four bridges in major cities across this country that were stopped. How's that not orchestrated? I mean, somebody's doing that.
Someone has to be doing that. And
it wasn't spontaneous, as they say. Remember that? You know, the spontaneous demonstrations. Right. You know, people weren't just rising up. Hey, they got up in San Francisco, walked through around the homeless people and said, let's go block the Golden Gate Bridge today because Iran just fired, 2,000 drones or whatever, 300 drones and ballistic missiles at Israel. Let's go block the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, that didn't happen.
Right. And every city, all of them doing it at the same time, it makes no sense. It has to be coordinated. I think the people realize that it is, because there's no way that just happens by accident. Do you think Biden will make it to the elections, or do you think we will see Obama, since he's orchestrating everything that pretty much Biden is doing, do you think he will step into the picture somehow, somewhere?
You know, I think they're doing everything that they can. I think Obama did everything and his people did everything they could to get Biden out of the race. So where Obama's plan went wrong, they were not able to, they put everybody in, but at the end of the day, they couldn't get Biden out of the race. I think now, you know, they wanted to get him out before the campaign season started so that they could have a process, get somebody, see who kind of gets through the melee. Obama comes in and supports that person moves on. So Biden would have just faded off into the sunset. Nobody would be talking about Biden anymore.
Right.
That was their original plan. Now they're kind of stuck because Biden refused to get out. I mean, that's why they were trying to let the kid, well, not the kid, the growing 55-year-old man or whatever he is. That's why they tried to let him skate in Delaware with a gun charge or something. They were doing that so that they could get Biden not to run. Well, ultimately, Biden circled the family and whoever's controlling him around him. And he's, because he's the president, only he can resign. He has to do it. He has to say he's not going to run. Now they're in a bit of a pickle because they have, Biden now has to make it to the convention, accept the nomination. And this is what, you know, some of the Democratic insiders that I kind of follow and watch or have people that know them. You know, they're predicting that if Biden continues to kind of slide or be where he is in the polls, that he has to get through the convention, accept the nomination. Mm-hmm. Once he does that, it eliminates all the convention goers because they're going to have a disaster at the convention if they let thousands of people decide who the next president would be.
Right.
But then it would graduate to the superdelegates. And so once he accepts the nomination, if he then gets out, it would then go to the superdelegates, which is a more controllable apparatus for Team Obama, because my guess is he controls most of those super delegates. That to me is there, you know, if Biden can be propped up until the convention, he'll accept the nomination. But look, there's a chance that on any given day he may not be able to. I mean, the guy's health is clearly deteriorating before our eyes.
Trump and Mike Johnson, they did something very interesting. They put out a message, because since we're approaching the elections, they put out a message about that we can only have American citizens vote. They must show a voter ID. Can see that he's countering what Biden is doing and Obama is doing by bringing all the illegals in. But do you really think the House is going to vote for this or the Senate is going to vote for this? I don't think it's going to make it past the House to go to the Senate. So what was the strategy here?
They're bringing attention to what's on everyone's mind, which is at the end of the day, this race comes down to seven states, and Trump has to win, three or four of those states, and there's some big cities in there that are problematic. So I think it's just part of the strategy of bringing attention to it, calling attention to it, making sure that between Trump and the speaker that they're bringing some, putting a focus on it. And in the meantime, it's going to be really up to the RNC and all of the new, kind of all of the groups that are out there for voter integrity to go into these seven states and ensure that they have lawyers on the ground, that mm-hmm. they're getting votes in, where states have absentee ballot programs, they've got to get those votes in early. They have to monitor all the votes as they're coming in to make sure that there's no scam going on. And it's going to be it's really seven states and in only 15 counties where the future of this country is going to be decided on.
Yeah.
And so it's all about shining light and transparency and making sure that people that there's enough effort put into this and execution in terms of, tactical execution on ensuring that. That these counties don't do like last time, which is just, nobody knows who voted, that ballots came in at the end, gives no credibility to the elections. I mean, my home state of California is where they're trying to take everything, which is everybody votes, everybody gets a ballot, everybody gets registered to vote when they go to the DMV, whether you like it or not. And then everybody gets a ballot mailed to your house, and then anybody can go pick those ballots up. You don't even have to be you can be a foreigner and go and go pick up ballots and take them. That's where the left is trying to go across the rest of the country. And so the job for the RNC and for the Trump campaign is to make sure in those seven states, 15 counties that know that they leave the malfeasance, they try to monitor the malfeasance and keep it to a minimum. So that President Trump can get enough votes to win this next election.
Do you think Trump has more people behind him this time than back in 2020? I mean, what do you have, like 70, 80 million people back then, even though they said Biden did, which is ridiculous?
Look, if you look at the votes that Trump got last time, it was a massive number. My assumption is he's going to get every one of those votes. And now if you look at polling across the spectrum, he's doing better with many sectors of the voting base, right? So if you look at, whether it's, Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, young people, he's doing better than he did last time. Now, there is going to be this strange effect because of the way that Obama and Biden have run the Democratic Party by basically excluding people from the party. There's, two or three leftists that are running. And that's going to be interesting to see if those two or three leftists get on the ballot, which is going to, which will, clearly it'll take more votes ultimately away from Biden and the Democrats, but it will take some votes potentially from Trump. And you kind of see that in the polling. But, that's Kennedy, and there's like a Green Party guy, and I don't know, some other left-wing guy. And I don't know if all three of those make it onto the ballot, but that'll be interesting. At this point, we don't have enough data to know what will happen other than I'm quite sure it hurts Biden, which is why they're trying to stop Kennedy and these third parties from being on the ballot.
With the amount of people I think that are behind Trump this time around, do you think they'll have the ability to manipulate the elections like they did in 2020? And if they can't manipulate it, you think they're just going to allow the elections to move forward?
I just think at this point we don't know. I think we have to get closer to the election. You have to see what have to have people on the ground. I think that's one of the critical mistakes that the RNC made last time was that there just wasn't enough people on the ground that knew what they were doing. There's been some of these laws have been somewhat strengthened in these states, Arizona and Georgia, probably not everything that needed to be done, but they've been strengthened. You have states of, you know, many of the states, I think, are just off the map now. They, you know, they'll claim that, you know, Florida's still in play and Texas is in play, the left will, but I just don't buy that. Those laws have been strengthened so much, you're not going to see the cheating occur at large scale. But look, the one thing, Dave, you know, not to go back to True Social, but today we have True Social, and True Social is for everybody, for right. Republicans, Democrats, whoever. But what happened last time, remember, is there was manipulation going on by the big tech companies. I mean, even if you just take one important point, and that's the Zuckerbucks.
True.
You know, that was an unbelievable amount of money, $425 million that went for voter integrity to, you know, help people vote, which means that it went out to harvest votes from Democrats. And right there was big tech interference that's undeniable. I guarantee you, if I would have spent, if a big Republican donor would have spent even $1 million the way that Zuckerberg did it, you know, through these, you know, nonprofits, I guarantee you that Republican donor would have been prosecuted.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just, that was flat out election interference. An unbelievable amount of money, and it was done in a very sneaky way. We're just trying to help people vote. That's all we're trying to do, right? Zuckerberg did that because, he felt Obama and everybody blamed him for Trump winning the election, because in 2016, you may remember, Trump was setting records across the country on Facebook Live. At the time, he would get 5, 10, 20,000 people at a rally, and he would have 50, 100,000 people watching these rallies live on Facebook.
Right.
And so Facebook moved quickly to shut him down, to shadow ban him, so much so I don't even think they were able to really use Facebook Live in the 2020 campaign. And so, you know, this is why True Social and Rumble are here, to ensure that people can actually have access and watch these candidates, watch these rallies. And look, it's not uncommon today for some of these rallies on Rumble to have, you know, several hundred thousand concurrent viewers at once, which would have been unheard of back in 2016.
Hey, before I let you go, I think people realize it now that you're a big wine guy. You also have a new wine that's coming out now, and I just wanted to, you know, give everyone the information about your new wine that's coming up, because I think we got a very good response last time. People really like getting your wine. By the way, I get nothing from this. This is all Devin. It's all his wine. You go directly to him. So what's this new wine you were telling me about that you're putting out?
Well, thanks for asking. And I just want to, say, I mean, it's my only hobby. It's something that I love to do. And I love to make wine for people that like wine and enjoy wine. And I'm doing, you know, something that's very unique. And that is that I'm growing Portuguese varietals on the central coast of California. And then also, everybody is familiar with Paso Robles. Mm-hmm. I produce the last couple of years, I produced a Patriot cab, which, you know, in my mind, it's one of the better cabs that you'll find, at least in Paso Robles area on the central coast of California. And this year, we're going to make a Patriot Reserve, where I'm going to take about 4 barrels, and then that'll be available for the wine club. So, you know, it's not something that I make, you know, money off of. It's literally just a passion project, and I try to pay the bills, so to speak. we have, you know, you can go to devinuniswines.com and join my wine club. Last time we did, if you put in X22, we'll give you, we'll do the shipping for free. But right now, we have, the Patriot from last year available. So if you join the club, you can get 6 bottles now. And then in November, right before Thanksgiving, and Christmas, the wine club will ship out a case, and that'll have all of my different wines, all reds right now, that'll be in that. So if you enjoy wine, you like wine, I hope that you enjoy my wine, because it's something that I enjoy doing. And like I tell people, if you don't like it, you know, that's okay. But I like to produce wine for my friends. I think of wine that you're not going to get from somewhere else.
Are you doing a limited number of the reserve bottles, or?
Yeah, right now I'm doing a kind of a barrel select. I haven't done it. I actually haven't picked up what I want to use yet. It's going to depend on how many good barrels I find, and then what kind of blend, because it'll be a Bordeaux blend that I'll make. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the very best barrels of the Bordeaux and put a blend together. And I have access to some of the off the Santa Margarita Ranch, which is one of my favorite areas for Cab and Merlot. And I'm going to, depending on how many barrels that I think are suitable for the Patriot Reserve, but we're going to try to make a real special wine. So, you know, it might be 3 barrels, might be 4 barrels, might be 5 barrels, but probably no more than that. And it'll be, you know, mostly Cab with some Merlot and probably a couple other varietals. But it's something that I'm really, my goal with that is to show that the Central Coast, the Paso Robles region, can compete with Napa Valley. So we're going to, you know, which is hard to do because Napa Valley has really, really good cabs. But I think we can make something that's going to be less than what you'll pay in Napa Valley. Won't be cheap, but it'll be considerably less than what you'd have to pay in Napa for a very high-end Cabernet that will last for a long time. And look, and I, of course, my favorite are the Portuguese varietals. That's what I set out to make. That's my passion project. But at the same time, I can do these Portuguese varietals, make some really cool wines that you can't get anywhere else, and then make these high-end cab blends that express the best of Paso Robles. So it's something that I enjoy, something I like. And like I said, if you go to devinnuniswines.com, I'm not trying to pitch you or anything, but if you enjoy wines or you want to give them away as gifts, it's a passion project for me, and I hope that you'll like them.
Great. I'll put that link at the bottom of the video. Devin, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes 2 clicks to protect protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.